Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, Holy One of Israel, we come before you this day, uplifting our heart, uplifting our mind, Heavenly Father, asking you, through your Son, please give ear unto our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing each and every one of us with another day of life. We are grateful, Heavenly Father, for yet another opportunity to get it right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to see another Shabbat. And we ask you in the name of your Son to forgive each and every one of us, those whom you have called, those whom you have chosen, those who have a sincere desire to humble themselves before you and serve you according to your divine will. We ask you, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, to forgive each and every one of us of our sin that we have committed against you. We ask you to cleanse us of our iniquity that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly. Gracious and merciful Father, Holy One of Israel, we come before thee and we ask for strength, Heavenly Father, strength to overcome carnality and what hinders us in our walk with thee. Heavenly Father, we ask for strength to obey your voice in all things, Heavenly Father, that we not go astray to the right or to the left. But Heavenly Father, we ask for strength to remain submissive to your divine will. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, that if and when, Heavenly Father, we go astray to the left or to the right, that through thy loving kindness, Heavenly Father, you bring forth your correction, that we may all return to thee, our first love. Heavenly Father, the adversary is working very hard and very consistently at destroying the heart and the mind of your people. We need your strength by way of your spirit, as you, Heavenly Father, have said in your word. It is not by strength nor by might, but by thy spirit. And it is thy spirit, Heavenly Father, that we require of thee according to your divine will, according to your word, as you have laid out. Heavenly Father, help us, help your people to rise to the occasion, Heavenly Father, that we may all become the strong warriors you desire us to be, arming us, Heavenly Father, with the armor that you have brought forth through your servant, the Apostle Shaul, Heavenly Father. Help us, Heavenly Father, that we may all continue in your way, that we may become strong pillars, Heavenly Father, to consistently uphold the word that you have placed within our heart, within our mind, Heavenly Father, to lead and guide your people, that we may become the light of this darkened world, Heavenly Father. We humbly and we sincerely ask these things, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Savior, our Redeemer, by whom you said in your word, whatsoever we shall ask in his name, we shall receive. And it is in the name of Yahushua, our Savior, our Redeemer, that we come before thee again, Heavenly Father, uplifting our hearts, our minds, Heavenly Father, humbling ourselves and with sincerity pleading the cause, Heavenly Father, that you according to your divine will and your divine will alone, Heavenly Father. We humbly and we sincerely come before thee, seeking thy guidance, seeking thy leadership. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses HaTorah, Moses his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Kol Shva. And how is everybody doing today? I am filling in temporarily until Zaken arrives and brings forth his lesson today. I do have an idea as to what he will be discussing. And the topic that he mentioned to me was toxicity of food and fabric. So he'll be bringing forth some information about that when he arrives. In the meantime, before he gets here, well, he's here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right on time. Okay. Do you have your phone? Call the number and I can hook you in.
Let's see here.
All right, I see. There you go. And you're good.
You're on. We're on?
Yes.
Shabbat Shalom, Ms. McCaw. Thank Yahweh for another day. On this Sabbath, I truly feel grateful. I feel blessed. I thank Yahweh for his word. Thank Yahweh for the morays and the blessing and the seed that he plants upon them, that they are able to bring us the lessons that they do. Thank Yahweh for Brother let the bag in the car. Thank Yahweh for Rabbi. Thank him for sending in for me this morning, giving us that wonderful prayer. You know, asking that Yahweh would forgive us for the sins that we've committed against him. And I, this morning, want to personally ask him to forgive me for my sins. And to the congregation of Beth Yahweh, I want to ask that you all would forgive me for anything that I may have said or any action that I may have committed against you all. But before I get into what I'm going to teach about this morning, talk a little bit about something that happened to me this morning. I haven't even told my wife. But I was on my way home this morning, about 6 o'clock, tired, trying to get home so I can get myself together to come in here this morning and teach the class. And I didn't really actually realize just how tired I was until I happened to have veered off of the road and went into the woods. Yes, I did. I hit something. Wasn't a tree. The car ain't damaged. Wasn't a tree. I hit something, and it woke me up. When I woke up, and I really wasn't going that fast, thank God. But when I woke up, I saw where I was headed, and I was able to move the car from danger and proceed on home. But in the process of all of that, it did wake me up because I was tired. And when I say tired, I was dead tired. And like I said, it did wake me up. Woke me up to the only thing I could do on the way home from that point forward was just thank Yahweh. Just thank Yahweh, because goodness knows what could have happened. You know, because I veered over to my left, oncoming traffic. Someone could have hit me. Would have been my fault. I could have gone flying down through the woods, hit a tree. And only for the grace of God. Only for the grace of God. And I give thanks to Yahweh this morning for allowing me another day. Allow me another day. But I'm going to move a little slow this morning. I'm kind of hyperventilating. Usually when I get excited or something actually scares me enough, I have these pains in my chest. And what I've been told is that I'm hyperventilating, not having a heart attack or anything, but I hyperventilate. My lung will collapse, and it's hard for me to breathe, just breathing through one lung. But, yeah, I will. I'll be fine. But thank everyone for coming here. Thank those of you all that are listening. And you are listening to Food for Thought. And today we're going to talk about the toxicity, the chemicals that are in some of our products that we use, our hair greases, our lotions, our soaps. We're going to talk about these things. We talked in the past couple of weeks, past few weeks, we've talked about toxicity in the foods. So we're going to just take it just a little bit further and take a look at some of these products that we use, other products that we use on a daily basis for our hygiene. You know, we're going to take a look at some fabrics and the toxicity of them and how they affect the body. Let me see. I do have some handouts. I'm going to give everybody a copy of this. You know, we're going to talk about the toothpaste. And we all use toothpaste on daily basis. Yes, we all use toothpastes, and there's several makers of toothpastes. There are a few major companies that make toothpaste, and one of the major toothpaste distributors, I believe, is Johnson & Johnson. But toothpaste itself is made under the name of Colgate. And what Yahweh has led me to do, you know, he didn't really lead me here. I mean, I did not really look to go here, but he led me here because I was actually looking for something totally different. But we're going to talk about this, and then we'll get into a little something else pertaining to this toothpaste. But, okay, on here it says, Colgate Total toothpaste with triclosan. Okay, the number one trusted choice of dental professionals. Now remember what I'm saying. Now this came from Colgate's website. Okay, and this is how they feel about their toothpaste. Everybody, okay, Colgate Total has been trusted. Colgate Total has been the trusted choice for healthy teeth and gums for more than 15 years. It's the brand used and recommended most by dentists and hygienists. Now, of course, naturally, you know, if they want to, you know, sell their product, you know, they got to put it to you in a way that's going to be, you know, not just pleasing to your mouth, but you're going to have to be pleasing to your ears also, you know. Because if you know that your dental hygienist been, you know, recommending this stuff, of course, naturally, it's okay. All right? Okay, they go on and say. And I'm going to try not to read all this. It's quite a bit. Okay, it's about two and a half pages. But let's take a look at some of it. Okay, starting from the beginning. Colgate Total Toothpaste is uniquely formulated with 0.3% of antibacterial ingredient triclosan to fight harmful plaque germs, which are cause of most common oral health problems. There are more published peer-reviewed clinical studies of Colgate Total than any other toothpaste in the world. Now, that's good information to know. We know that Colgate is looking out for our health. We know that because they have done the study that they've done, that it's fairly safe for us to assume that Colgate toothpaste is good for us. Okay? All right. Okay. The efficiency and safety of Colgate Total is supported by more than 90 clinical studies involving over 20,000 people and a broad set of safety evaluations. So it sounds like not only have they gone to great lengths, they spent some money to come to the conclusion that what they have marketed here to us is safe and is good for us. Okay, our research has been shared with regulatory agencies, so that probably means that, you know, our Food and Drug Administration, those guys up there in Washington have been made aware of what's going on with their toothpaste. And 9 times out of 10, I haven't done it, but 9 times out of 10, there's probably a little crest on there that's going to tell us that the Food and Drug Administration has deemed this to be a safe product for you. Okay, who have accepted, triclosan, safe and effective use for toothpaste. Colgate Total is clinically proven to work better than other toothpaste in reducing germs that cause gum disease. All right, that's another good thing. You know, it's proven. Okay. They're saying that it's proven here, but I also have 20,000 people that has been tested on, along with 90 clinical studies. Now, they don't really tell us what those clinical studies consisted of, but I guess just for the sake of it, I guess we can say that they were handed out to dentists, and the dentists gave it to their patients, and their patients used it. And by their patients, you know, coming back to them, you know, and them questioning them, you know, they got a real good feedback from it. That's just my synopsis. I don't really know, but just said they had 90 clinical studies, okay? But let's go on a little bit further here. Colgate Total is clinically proven to work better than any other toothpaste in reducing the germs that cause gum disease. It's clinically proven to provide 12-hour protection against gum plaque. Plaque germs that can lead to gingivitis, an early form of gum disease. Over 75% of American adults suffer from gingivitis. Plaque and gingivitis, if unchecked, can cause periodontitis, a more serious and damaging stage of infection that can result in tooth and bone loss. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost half of American adults age 30 and over has serious periodontal disease. Brushing with regular fluoride toothpaste does not provide the antibacterial protection of Colgate Total toothpaste. There's another thing. You know, so they are really, you know, putting it out there to us about all the good things that their toothpaste provides for us. You know, we've been told that we need fluoride, you know, to help make those bones strong. you know, to help, you know, fight some disease. That's the reason why they put it in, well, that's the reason why it's put in water, you know. Okay? Let's go down a little further here. Again, brushing. Brushing with regular fluoride toothpaste does not provide the antibacterial protection of Colgate-Total toothpaste. On the U.S. FDA's website, updated as of September 2, 2016, the FDA states as follows regarding Colgate-Total toothpaste. For some consumer products, there's evidence that Crestorin provides a benefit. The FDA notes that it has reviewed extensive effectiveness data on triclosanin and Colgate Total toothpaste, and that the evidence showed that triclosanin in that product was effective in preventing gingivitis. There we go, folks. More proof by Colgate through this time they are injecting the U.S. government in there through, you know, studies that the FDA did, okay? They're doing a good job here of convincing us, of showing us just how good this product is, okay? Additionally, only Colgate Total Toothpaste provides both bacterial protection and direct anti-inflammatory action, which is notable given the importance of good oral health and the emerging scientific research associating oral health with overall health. Okay, we do know that our mouth can affect our bloodstream and our heart. You know, people have been known from to die of heart attacks, to have blood infections by not having good oral hygiene. And Colgate is really trouting their product here, letting us know that their product, if we use their product on a daily basis, as we should, we shouldn't have to worry about these things that will cause us illness or cause death to come to us. Okay? Man. A thorough independent review was conducted and published by Colgate Oral Health Group on the oral health benefits of triclosanin copolymer, the additive antibacterial system in Colgate Total toothpaste. Now, looking at Colgate and a few other companies, now, some of your major toothpaste companies, they all use the same products. Now, there's some other things that Crest may have in their toothpaste that they don't, but when we talk about this triclosanin, and the copolymers, you know, they all use them. They all use them. So, you know, I guess it's safe to say that they all more or less look at their toothpaste as being good or maybe even better by the other additives that they may have added in theirs, you know, than Colgate's. Okay. The Cochrane Review evaluated 30 studies dating from 1990 to 2012. Boy, they've been working on this toothpaste. They've been working on it, and they've also had other people taking a look at it to give them guidance, you know, as to how good it is. So, okay, so they had a Cochrane Review, and they evaluated 30 studies dating from 1990 to 2012 and involving 14,835 participants. Okay, it even tell you where you can go and find it. There's a report, I think, was written by Riley and Lamont in 2013. The resulting data highlighted the many clinical benefits of using the fluoride toothpaste containing triclosanol and copolymers, and concluded there was no evidence of any harmful effects associated with the use of triclosanin and copolymers. Okay, now remember, what we're talking, our main subject here is the additives that is put into these products. And the main additive is the triclosanin, okay? And that's what we're basically talking about. That's where, you know, we want to focus at, because this is an additive that they're adding in, And we really want to take a look, you know, for our own discernment as to just how safe and how healthy this particular compound is for us. Okay, now we know that they have studied, but we're going to do our own study in a little bit. We're going to do our own study. Okay, now once again, you know, they've gone through the process of spending a lot of money, giving somebody some money, and somebody has given them some data that says that this product is safe, it's good, it's safe, it does what it says it's going to do, and at the end of the day, you'll have a set of clean teeth and a healthy mouth. All right, now, the resulting data highlighted the many clinical benefits of using a fluoride toothpaste containing triclosan, copolymer, and concluded that there was no evidence of any harmful effects associated with the use of triclosan, copolymer toothpaste in the studies up to 3 years. They studied this toothpaste for 3 years continuously in duration. Among other things, Cochrane Review found that after six or more months of use, fluoride toothpaste containing triclosamol copolymer provided these are all the benefits that this toothpaste is giving you all. By the way, I should have asked this before I even got started. Anybody here use Colgate? Nobody use Colgate?
Yeah, I think I use Colgate.
You ever use Colgate? Something like that. What type of toothpaste?
One of them we stopped using. I was number.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's Colgate or Crest we stopped using.
Okay, you moved on to something else. You don't use Colgate? You're a Crest man. You're not a Crest man either? Arm and Hammer. Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
I use them all, but I have used Colgate.
Okay.
I've used Arm and Hammer.
Okay.
I've used Crest.
Sure.
I use the Natural Toothpaste.
Sure.
I've used Tom.
Okay.
So I just listen.
So, so you have quite an experience.
I use it with
Yeah, okay. Sis, use Colgate? No Colgate, man. So a lot of folk in here don't use Colgate. Maybe after this talk this morning, you all will switch. Now, I'm not, before we get started, I'm not a pinch man for Colgate. I don't want y'all to think that, okay? I'm not a pinch man for them. I'm not here, you know, telling y'all what to do. You know, I'm just giving y'all the message. So just keep listening. Sis? Okay. All right. And so most folks don't even use Colgate. But, as I said before, some of the same chemicals that we find in Colgate, we're going to find in Crest and a lot of other toothpastes also, especially the commercial ones. Okay. Now, just taking a look here at the great benefits that this toothpaste gives us, 22% reduction in plaque and gingivitis, compared with traditional fluoride toothpaste, 41% reduction in plaque severity as compared with traditional fluoride toothpaste, 48% reduction in gum bleeding as compared with traditional fluoride toothpaste. So you can see there are benefits to using this toothpaste, okay? Okay, you know, I'm going, yes, sir.
I have a question. The component, what is it?
Triclosan.
What is that? I mean, you said that it's in the toothpaste, but what is
this purpose? We're gonna get into that.
Oh.
You know, because I don't want you to think that Colgate is putting here again. We have another word that we can hardly pronounce that we don't see. You know, it's funny how they hide these words. You know, there's certain words that you can't, you know, if you wouldn't think of them in 100 years. But if you look on the back of some of these food products and some of these health products that we use, that's where you find them at. And then when you see them, you don't even know what the word you're looking at. Can't pronounce it. You don't know what the meaning is. But Colgate says it's good for you, Fowle. Okay? But we'll get into the meaning of that word in just a minute. Okay, we're going to get, but first I just want to, I wanted to bring this information forward because a lot of things that we use, just like in our food choices. We don't use them, but we don't buy them necessarily because we think it's a good choice. Because we don't take the time to discern whether it's a good choice or a bad choice. You know, television, radio, word of mouth, and all these other means of quote-unquote advertising, we have bought into them. And that's what leads us to buy a certain item. Now, if I had told you what this word meant from the very beginning, would have been no sense me reading none of this. You know, wouldn't have been no sense me reading none of this. Because once again, you know, our government and the people that, I'm going to leave the government alone. You know, it's not the government. The government is fine. It's the people that's running the government. Okay, let's do that. The people that are running the government, they don't have our best interests at heart. You know, they mentioned the FDA government. You know, they're supposed to be the ones that does the checks and the balances for the people. They're the ones that have the responsibility of making sure that these things are safe. Not just the fluoride, but everything that you see that we see on these labels, they have the responsibility to making sure it's safe. You know, really. You know, I'm pretty certain that none of us would go home and cook some food and give it to someone, you know, if you just had an inkling that it was unsafe. And I use that point just to say this. You know, like a lot of times, they use these chemicals in products knowing that they put these compounds in these products knowing that they are harmful to the body. Knowing this. And we, in turn, go to the stores and we buy them. We go to the stores and buy them. You know, Colgate, like I said, they aren't the only company that make toothpaste. You know, they aren't the only company that makes it. You know, whether it's Crest or whatever those other guys' names are, if you look at them, they got some of the same compounds in them. But that's what they do. Products like toothpaste, there's certain compounds they can't put a patent on. So if they can't put a patent on it, then anybody can use it. And I say that to say this, because I don't have a patent on, I'm just going to say, for instance, because I don't have a patent on the ingredients that I put in my juice, anybody in here can go and make the juice similar to mine and sell it. You know, put it under their brand name and sell it. All because, like I said, there's no patents. And that's what happens in a lot of cases. But we're going to look a little bit further. And brother just asked about the name tricosylin. And what that word means, where it come from. But if we look a little bit further, this is another study that was done by a good old doctor. You know, I don't know what his stake was in Colgate, probably none. But you know, Colgate may not even seen this. If they're seeing this, they probably took it off. Found a way to get it off the internet. But, okay. Toxic toothpaste ingredients you need to avoid. Okay. Now, I'm time to time I have to go back to this Colgate study You know, all because, you know, it's only through, as I stated before, the advertisement of these products that we, in most cases, use them. And the one thing I tried to do in opening this up was to give you a sense of maybe Colgate is doing the right thing. That's what I really tried to do. I know some of you wasn't feeling that, but that's what I really tried to do so that I could come back and show you, you know, because even after all the studies that these jokers have done, we're still not getting any benefit from what they're doing, not health-wise. No benefit at all. So, okay, let's just take a look at this, okay? So at a glance, your mouth is highly absorbent, so chemicals lurking in your toothpaste can get a fast track into your bloodstream, okay? We all know that. Anything that you put into your mouth and is digested, you know, into your system, if it goes down your esophagus, especially things that are absorbed through the tongue, you know, if anything that's absorbed into your tongue, bam, it's got you, just like that. Put a little sugar on the tip of your tongue and see what happens. You know, I mean, I'm sure, you know, just to take, when you bite off a chocolate donut, I had to use chocolate, that's my favorite. You know, when you bite off, take a bite of that chocolate donut, the first thing that tastes is your tongue. That's the first thing. So, you know, it's immediately getting into your system. Okay, here we go, y'all. The funny words. You only see them on the back of products that you buy. Okay, we're going to try this. Try Triclosurin, sodium lauryl sulfate, artificial sweeteners, fluoride. Here's one. Here's one for the ages. Diphenhydramine. Okay, are examples of toothpaste ingredients that may be toxic. Now, this goes totally against what we just read. I'm gonna keep reading. Okay. You can make your own natural toothpaste at home. Remember that a healthy diet is key to optimal oral health. Dr. McCullough, you may not think much about the ingredients in your toothpaste compared to the ingredients in your food or even other personal care products, but those pea-sized dupes on your toothbrush, pardon me, come on, correct me again. Dollars, okay, I accept that. On your toothpaste twice a day, add up. Over the course of a lifetime, the average American uses about 20 gallons of toothpaste, and even if you spit most of it out, some of the chemicals it contains make their way into your bloodstream. Your mouth is actually one of the most absorbent places in your entire body. That is why some medications are administered sublingually over or under your tongue. Okay? That's the reason why. Tongue is nothing but it's a sponge. It absorbs. It absorbs. Put something in there. Immediately that tongue, you know, is almost like a magnet. It's attracted to it and absorbs into your body. Okay? That is why you need to be very careful when choosing toothpaste. Many popular brands contain questionable ingredients that you're far better off avoiding. Okay. Now, I was asked earlier, we're going to get into the meaning of what some of this stuff is. You know, a lot has been hidden from us, you know. A lot has been hidden from us in the words that is being used to convey what's in these products. You know, like I said, when we read it, you know, when we see these words, we don't really know what they mean. And if you don't know what something means, you know, like nine times, especially when it comes to something, you know, like toothpaste or food, it's just that in the field. You may not, you know, bother about going to your iPad or your cell phone and, you know, look it up, see what this is and that is. But, and they know that. They know that, you know, and these only time we run into these words is when we buying these kind of products. But let me go forward. Okay. Triclosurin, the popular toothpaste. Colgate Total contains an antibacterial chemical called triclosurin, which allows the company to trout it as the only toothpaste approved by the FDA to help fight plaque and gingivitis. All right. But while triclosurin has been shown to help prevent gingivitis, The benefit comes at a steep price. The chemical has been linked to concerns over antibiotic resistance and endocrine disruption. Wow. Wow. Food for thought, people. Endocrine disrupting chemicals are a very serious concern. They can promote a wide variety of health problems, including breast, ovarian cancer, prostate, testicular cancer, preterm and low birth weight babies, precocious puberty in girls, and undescended testicles in boys. You know? Yes, ma'am.
I'm just going to interject right here. It's very interesting. I had never heard of undescended testicles, but my grandson had that.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to have a surgery to bring his testicles down once he turned 6 years old. And, you know, it's just, when my children were young, I never heard of that. But recently I've heard of several people saying that their children have had undescended testicles. Have you heard of it? Has anybody heard of it? Uh-huh. Like, it's the frequency of it is more now.
Right.
Because you're hearing about it. Just like getting here is much more. You get an allergy when we were kids. But now, every fifth child in a classroom has an allergy. And every tenth child has severe life threat. So, this is interesting because I didn't know the connection to this with the testicular problem. I just thought it was developmental. Not environmental or what we're taking in our food product.
Yeah.
So this is eye-opening right
here. Yeah, you know, we've been bamboozled, folks. We've been bamboozled. Here again, you know, and I'm not saying these things, you know, to beat up on anybody or pick on anybody. You know, I'm just trying to relate some facts as it is to our health. You know, there's nothing against Colgate. They keep on making the product. I just ask that y'all don't buy it.
There you go.
They keep making it. You know, and all these other things that's, you know, that's being made, but not for our benefit. You know, we all have a story that we can tell, you know, about people that we know or persons in our family who have had certain illnesses. You know, as they talk about, you know, they talk about low birth weight babies, preterm babies, testicular cancer, prostate cancer, ovarian, you know, breasts. You know, it's a broad spectrum. We're talking about cancers here. That's the first thing we're talking about. We're talking about cancers. That this one product has been shown to cause in our systems. You know, Yahweh, when Yahweh made us, he made a perfect being. He made a perfect being, yes. It was unfortunate that Eve had to eat that fruit to cause us to have to leave from the garden and come out into a world that was evil as it is. You know, Yahweh has given us choices. You know, and all the services that we have here, you know, we're talking about, you know, how Yahweh want us to make wise decisions in our spiritual life. But he want us to make wise choices and decisions also in our choices of what we're going to put into our bodies. You know, these things, Yahweh didn't tell us that we can't use these things, but he tells us to be wise. You know, sometimes just a ounce of how's that old saying going? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Yeah. Oh, that's an old folks saying there. You had to been around a while to know that one. But let's move on, okay? Some animal studies showed that triclosan cause fetal bone malformations in mice and rats, which may hint at hormonal effects. Further, triclosan may interfere with a type of cell signaling in brain, heart, and other cells, such that researchers noted it may not be worth the potential risk. But here again, you know, when just reading that little paragraph and going back to all these studies that Colgate has done, you know, the stamp of approval that they have gotten from our government, you know, a lot of times, you know, that's all we need. You know, all we need is to have a friend to say, well, he's all right. You know, we accept him on in his family. We bring him into our household and feed him and lend him some money, you know, and all these things. But what happened? What do you do to us? Man, shoot, he catches up. Please. But you know, it's the same thing. You know, they put the government in there for what? You know, to let us know, to let your guards down. You let your guards down, you know, because the government said it's all right. The government said it's all right. So we let our guards down. We're going out here and buy it, not knowing that we're buying a tube of poison. That not only are we hurting ourselves, but we're hurting our future generations. Okay? All right now. Okay? The chemical has also been linked to cancer, with research finding triclosamine may promote breast cancer progression. The state of Minnesota, they must have been doing some research for their own. The state of Minnesota has already banned most uses of triclosamine, but it's still widely sold across the U.S. as toothpaste, hand soap, makeup, and more. Toothpaste appears to be one of the most potent delivery vehicles for the chemical, as research found people who brush their teeth with Colgate Total had more than five times as much triclosamine in their urine as those who did not. Okay? Number two here. Try to move along. We don't have a lot of time, and I do want to get to a few of these products today. Okay? Sodium Lauryl sulfate. Okay, here's another good one for your health. Okay, many toothpastes contain surfactants like sodium Lauryl sulfate. Sodium Lauryl sulfate, further known amongst the big guys as SLS. Now, what does that sound like? That sounds like ISIS a little bit, don't it? Yes, sir.
For a while now, I've only used the Miswak and the Neem and the other toothpaste, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know a couple Muslim brothers down the job, and the Muslim brother has a store. And I forgot how we got on the topic. Oh, I forgot how we got it, but he said he doesn't sell Miswak. He sells Miswak, Neem, and the other ones, but he doesn't use it. So I asked him why. He said, check the labeling, brother. He said, look up SLS and do the research on it. And I said, what? I said, but it's halal. He said, brother, halal only means it don't have pork in it. And he's not a shellfish eating brother. So he said they had, halal means just that. It doesn't mean it doesn't contain shellfish. Doesn't mean it don't contain all those other byproducts. Then on top of that, the SLS is the main preservative in all of those, Miswak, Neem, and the other one, and Tom's toothpaste.
And now
it's funny you mentioned that, you're bringing this up, because I was just telling my brother about it, because this is, I know that my brother was the one who put me down with Miswak and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's been researching. I wish he was here today to see, because this is truth from Yahweh, that what you teaching us is right on point.
Hallelujah.
Right on point.
Okay. Yeah, I pray that those are listening just heard what the brother said. You know, it's a lot of confirmation, you know, on these things out there, but unless we find ourselves in health food stores or dealing with people that's trying to live a healthy lifestyle, we'll never know. But thank you for that, Brother Sean. Okay, where would I stop at? SLS. Okay, SLS ether sulfate. But you're right. You know, that stuff, this stuff is in a lot of, that's SLL is in a lot of products. We even find in some of your aspirin. Yeah. Okay. Surfactants are chemicals responsible for the forming action of the toothpaste, but they also interfere with the functioning of your taste buds by breaking up the phosphorids on your tongue. Mm. Man, that... Man, wouldn't that really... Excuse us, just one moment. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. What was I going to say? Bring them up in your time. Yeah. They also interfere with the function of the taste buds by breaking up the phosphate on your tongue. You know, some of us, you know, be wondering. I know a few people that say they can't taste food at all. They eat but can't taste it. Man, that's really something. I can't imagine that. I cannot imagine that. You know, but here again, you know, this is a product that through continued use every day, over a period of time, and you know, when we think about over, you know, using these products over a given period of time, is it one day, 2 days, is it a month, is it a year? You know, cause, you know, like we have to think about when we use it, when these chemicals come into our body, most of us already have weakened immune systems. So, you know, these chemicals, these compounds are going to attack us a lot sooner than what we may think. Now, they're saying that, you know, Colgate says it's going to take a while, but nah. This enhances bitter tastes, and it's thought to be the reason why everything tastes so bad right after you've brushed your teeth. Ah, now that is interesting. That is interesting. Not to mention, SLS has been linked to skin irritation and painful canker sores, with research suggesting that SLS-free toothpaste should be used for people with reoccurring sores. However, one of the main problems with the SLS is that the manufacturing process results in it being potentially contaminated with 1,4-dioxane, a carcinogenic byproduct. Not just SLS or triclosarin, but you'll find that any compound that you put into your body, when it comes in contact with your body fluids or with other compounds, you're going to get a negative result. You're going to get a negative result. It's going to affect you in a negative way. Yeah, just stop that. Oh, at the top, Keith. It's going to affect you in a negative way. Okay. But while triclosarin, okay. Page 3. Okay, SLS is also registered as an SLS is also registered as an insecticide. Now, ain't that something? Kill all the bugs in your body. Kill those worms you got. You know, some of us may even have something crawling around your ear. You know, man. Okay, but anyway, jokes aside, SLS is also registered as an insecticide and may have toxic effects to marine life, including fish, insects, and crustaceans. The manufacturers actually tried to get approval to market SLS as a pesticide for organic farmers. Wow. But the application was denied because of its potential for ain't that too much? They won't give them approval because it will harm the environment. Wow. Well, at least they think about the trees. At least they think about the trees. But, man, are they thinking about us? Nah. It's okay to put it in the toothpaste, y'all. It's okay to put it in the soap, y'all. Just don't put it in nothing that you're going to spray in the fields. Just don't, you know, we aren't going to do that. Wow. Okay, yes, sir.
Ammonia,
Ajax, Comet, yeah. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Just thinking about what Brother Mar Ellis was saying. If you put in these cleaning products, because in our mind, conditioned to think that when things bubble up, that it's cleaning better. So they put in all these products. Because, like, if you look, even though they're still made from chemicals, but now laundry detergents don't bubble as much because they've taken the long
observation. You know, as we just stated, you know, this stuff is in a lot of the products that we use, not just our toothpaste, but we've got to make ourselves aware of these chemicals and what products we have in our households that have them. Okay, but let's move on to number three here: artificial sweeteners. Why do you need artificial sweetener in toothpaste? but they do. Okay, aspirin and other artificial sweeteners are often added to commercial toothpastes. Aspirin is primarily made up of aspartic acid, aspartame acid, and
penicillin.
The penicillin has been synthetically modified to carry a methanol group. Methanol, okay, which provides the majority of the sweetness. You know, that's the reason why they tell you it's not good for you, the methanol. You know, just, man, okay. The penicillin methanol bond, called a methyl ester, is very weak, which allows the methanol group or the penicillin to easily break off and form methanol. You know, these are chemicals. You know, right here is telling us, you know, that when these guys get together, they're not a good group of people. They tell you know, that's what it's telling us. When penicillin meets up with who's that other guy? Methylene ester, it forms something even greater. Man. Okay, and that something greater is methanol. You may have heard the claim that aspirin is harmless because methanol is also found in fruits and vegetables. But there's different types. Okay? However, fruits and vegetables, the methanol is firmly bonded to pectin, allowing it to be safely passed through our digestive tracts. But so with the methanol created by aspirin, where it's not bonded to anything that can eliminate it from the body. That's problem number one. Oh, boy, them good guys and got bad. Yes, sir.
There was a story in the paper, I think it was like last month, where it was a family that every time they went down to the basement, somebody died. Well, what they was doing was storing potatoes down in the basement, down in the dark. And if you do not store potatoes in an area, because he's right, fruits and vegetables do give off gases, and potatoes is one of those gases that give, one of those vegetables that give off methanol. So basically, everybody that went down into the basement breathed this stuff and died.
Oh, wow.
Because they had a basement full of potatoes.
Whoa.
So it's like, you know, that was a story that just caught my eye since I started working with fruits and vegetables.
Oh, wow.
You know, stuff like that. You got to be careful when dealing with stuff like that.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, they should be kept in an area where there is ventilation.
Yeah.
You know, to cause you know, whatever gases that are dispersed from them to be constantly moving out. Okay. Okay. Not so with the methanol created by aspirin, where it's not bonded to anything that can help eliminate it from the body. That's problem number one. Problem number two relates to the fact that humans are the only mammals that are not equipped with the protective biological mechanism that breaks down methanol into harmless formic acid. In humans, the methanol alcohol travels through our blood vessels into the sensitive areas, such as our brain, where the methanol is converted to formaldehyde. And since there's no, catalyst present, okay, nothing to take it out, the formaldehyde is free to cause enormous damage in your tissues. Symptoms from methanol poisoning are many and include headaches, okay, ear buzzing, dizziness, nausea, gastrointestinal disturbances, weaknesses, vertigo, chills, memory lapses, numbness, and shooting pains in the extremities, behavioral disturbances, and what's that? Neuritis?
Neuritis.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it's terrible. It is terrible. I mean, that one compound can cause you to have so many different symptoms. And you go to the doctor, that's what I don't like about doctors. Well, I like doctors, but that's what I don't like about. You go to the doctor, you know, the first thing they want to know is what's wrong with you. Well, that's why I came to you. You know, but they want to ask you what's wrong. Then once you tell them what's wrong, they got a whole list of things. They've been trained to go down a whole list of things to give, they don't give you a whole lot. They just give you one this time. Because if they don't fix it this time, you go back. When you go back, they're going to, this is what it is. They're gonna give you another diagnosis, different medications. But if we're not using these things, we ain't got to worry about the doctors misdiagnosing illnesses that we have or taking medications that's going to help one thing and hurt something else. Okay?
You know what I found out over the years with myself, experimenting with myself, once I remember childhood ailments that supposed that my parents thought they were caused for not wearing my coat, taking my hat off, they had nothing to do with that. And a cold only comes because your immune system and your, like you said, your intestinal areas. Once I got older, moved out and been on my own, doing my thing, it's, a lot of things been eliminated. A lot of things you're going to, by living in life, you're going to be around air pollution and stuff like that. But then that's where it takes on your part to do the thing, put the proper foods like you're teaching us in to eliminate the things that we can't. Some things we just gonna walk out there, unless we have on a mask, you're going to get that. You're going to receive some of the things. And then the things as adults that we're learning, we're taking our children or our nieces and nephews to the doctors that gave the same stuff to our parents, to us, and we're going to continue on doing it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We never break the cycle because you're training, you're conditioning your child to do the same
thing.
Oh, my throat's sore. Your throat might, you don't even know why your throat's sore. Why you drinking some NyQuil? My headache, I need some Benadryl. You don't even know why.
Right.
You might have walked by somebody with too much perfume or something that triggered it. And then, like you said, and me personally, over the last 10 years, I don't have it no more. I used to write a little book. In November, and my ear feel funny in my throat, I write that down and I see what's going on. And I'm my own doctor. Like I always joke on the job, I said, who know your body better than you? They go, your doctor. I said, listen, I'm Rob, I'm going to say God. I said, besides God, it's you. You is God in you. Can you tell the doctor? They don't know. They just practicing. They just got a list and a log over years of patients. That's why when they run into a problem, like they ran into a problem with me about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, they didn't know what it was because they had never had a patient that had it. To this one specific doctor said, well, I had that patient, and I had that same problem myself. There's nothing wrong with you, Mr. Franklin. You're right. Whatever you're doing, keep doing. And so from then on, I don't even really mess. They call me now, like, man, you ain't came down in 2 years or years. I'm going this year.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I don't go because I don't want them now to go, this brother doctors himself. Let me get some more blood. Let me lie and tell him he needs this medication to put in me. I don't even need that. So you can go back and say, you know, I put that in him, and he didn't even do nothing to him, but I learned something from his blood. So that's why I don't really deal with them no more. They can't really help me. Now they might try to take from me.
Yeah, you know.
Or break me down. Break me down so I can come in and get 17 bottles of pills.
You know, that's, you know, brother's talking about how he's responsible, you know, for his own health, you know, by just doing a few basic things, you know, like paying attention to, you know, what he is putting into his body. And by him paying attention to what he's putting into his body, he can, in most cases, recognize what's going on and treat it through herbs rather than going to the doctors. Which is a great thing. You know, this goes on and on. You all have the handouts. I'm just going to go through one other thing, which I think is another highly ingredient that they have in toothpaste, just so I can get something else in today. And I'm going to read a little bit about this fluoride stuff. You all, most of you all should be familiar with fluoride, but I'm just going to read this down at the very bottom. Swallowing fluoride, as is the case with fluorinated drinking water, is essentially detrimental to your health, as the science clearly demonstrates that fluoride is a toxic chemical that accumulates in your tissues over time, wreaks havoc with enzymes. Okay, we're talking about, you know, he's talking about the enzyme. We're talking about what's breaking down your food and what can cause you sicknesses if not broken down and eliminated properly, and produces a number of serious adverse effects, health effects, including neurological and endocrine dysfunction. Children are particularly at risk for adverse effects of overexposure. If you have a young child, therefore it is recommended that you use a non-fluoride toothpaste, although I recommend the same for adults as well. Wow. Ain't that something? And they put that junk in the water, Jack. Yes, sir. Go down to the water plant. They got it in big tubs that they put into the water. You know, so many micrometers of fluoride for a particular number of gallons of water. Yes, ma'am.
With the fluoride, just out here for parents, and this happened to me, and I'm an adult. When you go for, now they're giving you 2 times a year to go for your cleaning if you have a good dental plan.
Mm-hmm.
And your natural cleanings, if you have a good dental plan, should be free. But be careful when you go to the dentist, and be careful when you take your children to the dentist. Because what they do is they automatically put, they'll actually do one sealant on your children's teeth. Because it's supposed to protect them from cavities. but they also steal fluoride in their molars. So it's slow release over time. So now you're going two times a year, and they're stealing your mouth with this. And I don't get fluoride in my mouth, but it just so happens 2 years ago I went to the dentist, and they put it in my mouth. The hygienist put it on my mouth, and you could taste it. And she was like, oh, I put the seal. I was like, I didn't ask for sealant. And then they charge you more because your cleaner is supposed to be free. But they charge you for that application of fluoride sealant. But don't get those fluoride sealants on your children's teeth. Brush your children's teeth. Make sure they brush them before they go to, you know, get the sugars and stuff out of their mouth. But, yeah, they're putting them in and sealing it in so that it slow releases over time in your mouth.
Well, I
didn't know that until I asked my hygienist. And that's what they do.
Okay, folks. Here we have it. Yes, sir.
Susan just said, it made me think about the movie called The Beautiful Truth, when this young man was talking about going to the dentist to remove his molars, things out of his mouth, and he said it gives off mercury. Mercury comes off when you have those things in your mouth, Phillips and stuff that you put in your mouth. Mercury is actually added onto them when they put it in your mouth. Yeah. So you also observing mercury also in your mouth when you have those things.
You know, it's food for thought, family. Food for thought. You know, they're killing us slowly. You know, what they're doing is putting all these chemicals and all these things that we're taking, and what we really are. We're human guinea pigs for the big business. Like big business can't make no money off of us, whether it's the doctor or a lot of these other businesses. They can't make no money off of us unless we use these products and we get sick. You know, really. You know, they know that these things are harmful to us. But one industry feeds off the other industry. One is feeding off the other. And as long as we are using these products, you know, we're going to have health ailments. We're going to continue to seek out a system that that's continuing to give us this information. You know, even the doctors, they got to know that some of their practices are corrupt. They got to know that. You know, they. You know, you've been a doctor. Have you ever been in a doctor's office and somebody walk in there for a black briefcase? Or walk in there with a case at all? You ever been documented that happened? Pharmaceuticals. That's what it is. They come to bring your doctor some pills. Yeah. They come there to be, what they doing in the doctor's office? We get our stuff from the pharmacy. But what they doing in the doctor's office? They come there so that they can give this stuff to doctors and the doctors can promote it for them. Well, Mr. Park, you know, I've been, matter of fact, when I was first diagnosed with having high blood pressure, that's what my doctor did for me. You know, I was always scared of medicine, and that's the truth, you know. And I really didn't want to take this stuff, but I kept having these high numbers. So, you know, I had to make a choice. You know, do I want to see an early demise? I knew heart attacks, you know, heart attacks and stroke run in my family. And I've seen the devastation that it can wreck. I have a sister who had a major stroke at 32. I have a brother, and mind you now, there's nine of us. I'm third in line. So everybody I'm talking about are younger than I am, okay? And I have a brother who had two major heart attacks. He's been hospitalized about four times. Operation on his heart. You know, just that bad in my family. You know, everybody in my family, if they haven't had a heart attack and stroke, they've lived to be close to 100 years old. That's no lie. But I say all that to say, you know, they come into the doctor's offices, and they give these things to the doctors, you know, as freebies to give to their patients. And when the doctors do that, they co-sign onto this stuff. You know, and they give it to you like my doctor. I was going to the VA. I was getting this blood pressure medicine from the VA for about $10 for 3 months now. But it wasn't the stuff that she gave me. It wasn't Crestar. It was Salvatine or something of that name, okay? And I went to her, like I normally do every 3 months, my little checkup. Here's another thing. I had to go in there every 3 months to get a checkup to make sure this stuff wasn't messing with my liver. You know, come on now. So, okay, going there every 3 months for that, $10 a pop, plus some time. But back to the medication. When she asked me if I was still taking cholesterol, that's for your cholesterol. And I told her, no. So I'm getting it from the VA, and I told her the name of it. So she said, no, I want you to continue to take the cholesterol, you know. And, you know, of course, naturally I didn't. But, you know, it's a big business. It's a big game that they're playing with us. You know, they put these products in our foods, you know, and in our health products, unknowingly to us, because they don't tell us it's in there. They don't write nothing on the. They don't put no disclaimers on there. Use at your own risk. Because when you use it, that's what you're doing. You're using this stuff at your own risk. You know, you can't go back and sue them because they got the approval of the big boy, the government. The government has already tested it. You know, they got the FDA and they got the Food and Drug Administration behind them. You know, so we can't do that. So we've got to be our own food detectives, you know. Yes, sir.
It's funny you said that because I read an article 5-7 years ago. The dude resigned because he became a father. And he found out, like Sister Sandra was saying about that, and then he realized he was making like $80,000 or $90,000 a year being that guy coming with that black briefcase and stuff like that. And he realized that he researched all the stuff he did. He was like, man, he went and told his boss. His boss said, hey, look, man. His boss knew how much money he was making. He said, you know how much you're making, the bonus you get ready to get? And he said, well, you're going to have to make a decision. So dude quit. And then he became an advocate because he thought about his little son and daughter. He said it didn't bother him when he was young, fresh out of college, 25, making $60,000. He moved up to $80,000 and all that, getting bonuses. And then when he found out and he thought about him and his wife, he said they had a conscious decision. And he quit that working as a pharmacist. You don't make money like he said, like he used to. He said, but his conscious, he feel much better. He said all the damage he was mostly making money, giving to doctors that know better, that you put your trust in, and you giving it to your children and family members. It's funny you said that.
Yeah, and you know, most of those people that do that, they're not pharmacists. They don't know anything about what they're peddling. They're salesmen. You know, I had a neighbor. That's what he did. And surprisingly, they make darn good money. This boy was making six figures. Yeah, he was making six figures. His company, he moved in across, and this is the brother I'm talking about. He moved in, he was across the street from me. He lived over there for about a year. He got a promotion, and then he bought a house, single family house, in back of me. And I know those houses starting at about $400,000 or $500,000. And he was in that house for 6 months before they gave him a promotion, and he had to move. They told him in order for him to take the promotion, he had to move to the territory that they wanted him in. So he moved out of that house and moved up there to Harford County. You know, they make good money peddling poison. But let's become our own advocates. That's your hand. Let's become our own advocates. Okay, let's talk about this. One last thing on here. For the toothpaste. Let me move away from this. Okay. Number five. How's that pronounced, family? Propylene glycol. Okay. Glycol. Okay. There's one for you all. Propylene glycol is a type of mineral oil that in the industrial grade is used in antifreeze. I got to say this loud, but I want y'all to hear this, okay? Propylene glycol is a type of mineral that in the industrial grade is used in antifreeze, paints, enamels, and airplane degreases. Boy, oh, I'm sorry, de-ices. Isn't that something? Boy. The pharmaceutical grade form is used in many personal care products, Lord have mercy, including toothpaste as a surfactant. Research on the safety of propylene glycol in personal care products is lacking. Although it is a known skin, eye, and lung irritant and may cause organ system toxicity. This is clearly not a substance you want to be brushing your teeth with. Wow. When I first saw that word, you know, that's the first thing that came to my mind, antifreeze. The first thing came to my mind. Ain't that something? Yeah, so I guess you haven't wanted with some keeping y'all warm. Keep me from freezing up. That's what it is. That toothpaste. Yeah.
Antifreeze is tasteless. So you won't taste. You know, you get fitting a couple teaspoons a day, you eventually get the first. You know what I'm saying? Couple teaspoons a day. Because you can't say, the juice tastes funny. Well, this chicken tastes, you just glaze it. You won't eat.
Yeah.
You brushing your teeth, you don't know it's like. Like Sister Sergeant was saying, well, I used to mess with the toothpaste. If you brush with the regular natural one, you would think something wrong. But you don't see no foam. Like she said, so I said, I might have to brush again, something wrong, put some more. But you feel the taste when you like, and you thoroughly rinse. With the other one, you put a little pearl drop side, your whole mouth palm up. You better rinse about four or five times. And like you said, every that's tasteless, so you just brush it away.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to add this to what he's saying. Like, I got a little routine I do in the morning. I brush with, make my little concoction with baking soda and the peroxide, and I brush my teeth with that. I brush first with that, and then I go back and I use my commercial, using the commercial brand.
Colgate?
Yeah, I got a couple commercial brands. I use my commercial brand, right, because I brush that because, you know, because that'll foam up. You know, remember the bubble? So I use that, then brush it, I rinse, and then I go with my, you know, my little natural goggles. And, you know, that's my a little myrrh and my, you know, the little natural with the alcohol and hit him off. You know, because I don't have a commercial mouthwash. I got the one I made. And then I go out and I'll be fresh and clean. But, you know, but I'm just going on. But he's saying, you know, with the foaming action, I do that because I think, okay, I know I enjoy clean now because I got the foam. But, you know, at the end.
But that just goes to show, you know, just how they have gotten into our psyche. You know, no foam, no clean. No foam. If it ain't foam, it ain't clean.
The brother was
gotta get something else.
I told the brother, I said, put a little something in, I'll be right back. I run to the store. I came back, I lifted up the wash machine. There was so much soap. I said, hey man, I told you how much to put in. They said, ain't no way it look like you be washing your clothes. I said, just cause you don't see the foam coming out of the washing machine, that don't mean my stuff. He said, I knew you saw my stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I done got away from certain stuff. Certain stuff, like you were saying last week, the hair, the grease, the lotions and whatever, I got away 30 years ago. So just with the cleaning stuff, so if a person do my laundry, they think my clothes ain't getting clean. They look at it and go, they might see a couple, about three bubbles. And it's going to be like, he ain't washed this clothes. And he has so much soap in there, I got to rinse my clothes twice. Like,
Okay. It's some more information in here, you know, at your own leisure. You know, read it. It's a couple of recipes in here where you can make your own toothpaste. But I just want to also show you all this, family. This toothpaste that one of the brothers had gone online and found, which is natural. It comes in different tastes, I want to say. And all natural products, nothing that, there's no antifreeze in here. There's no methanol. You know, there's no compounds that's going to come together that's going to create havoc on the body. So the name of it is Essential Herbal Essential Toothpaste. I believe it was found on eBay, Brother Keith. Yeah. So it's found on eBay for those of us that are not here. For those of us that are not here and listening. Once again, the name of it is Herbal Essential Toothpaste, and as I say, it comes in several different flavors. But all this information is very interesting. I know it's new to you all, because some of it is new to me. You know, not knowing, you know, not taking the time out to find out for myself what in these things, and using them for years. And here it is. I've got a medicine cabinet full of poison. Okay. I think it's about one.
Yes, I'm recording.
Okay, I'm gonna pass these out, and let's hit this a little bit, miss it. But you know, I know I talked an awful lot this morning about toothpaste and different chemical compounds that are in it, but and I'm not gonna get a chance to go over some of the other information that I have today, but let this be a guide. Let this be the beginning of taking a look, not just at your toothpaste, but also at your soaps, your hair greases, your lotions. Because really, you know, there's chemicals in those things that causes the body harm. You know, the toxins that are in your body, if they're not in your digestive tract, they're right up under the second layer of your skin. And if you're putting if you're putting poison on top of that, it doesn't have any way for the poison that's in you to come out. We've got to be real careful in how we treat, you know, this system that Yahweh has given us. Because if not, you know, it will break down. It will break down. You know, he put everything that we're going to need right out there in the fields. And just like one of the brothers was saying, but he make his own mouthwash. He make his mouthwash through the products that Yahweh has given him. Myrrh, that's ancient. That's ancient. That was around when the master was here. That was around when Moses walked. You know, those are ancient things. And he's using that along. What else did you say, Brother Paulie?
Baking soda and peroxide.
No, the myrrh.
Oh, that's alcohol. It's alcohol and myrrh and mint.
There you go. Alcohol, myrrh, and mint. Okay? That's his mouthwash. That's what he gargles with. Yes, ma'am.
Alcohol that you rub on a wound, or alcohol like you have in a glass?
Yeah, alcohol
that
you put in a glass.
Oh, okay.
Grab that water bottle. Grab that water bottle, don't you? Yeah. But, yes, it's about time for me to close for the day. I believe I have one more lesson. Rabbi?
Next week,
okay.
You're talking about as well as another class.
Yes, okay.
No.
Okay. Rabbi, I tell me I have one more class. Okay. In my last class, one of the things I want to talk about is formulating tinctures, teas, you know, and different methods of doing that. Also, one other thing that I want to also do is, for myself, is to, now, I'm not going to have a, be able to fix a feast, but what I want to do is fix a few healthy choice dishes and bring in, you know, for us to, you know, partake, for us to sample, you know, without the meats and without all this other stuff that we're accustomed to. You know, because that's, you know, really, that's, you know, that's really how I'm trying to, how I'm trying to go. I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm a vegetarian, like I said before, because I'd be lying. You know, but I'm just trying to eat a little better. You know, in the process of doing that, I haven't really had to take any blood pressure medicine. You know, and for me, that's fantastic. You know, I haven't taken any at all since I started this journey. You know, I've been tweaking what I eat, because sometimes I find it to be a little higher than what it should be. So I just, like Brother Shelby L. has said, you know, I know what I've eaten the day before. So, you know, I take a look at that, and I either eliminate something, you know, that one thing that I may have eaten the day before, because we know when we eat what different foods will cause reactions in our bodies. For the most part, we know that if we eat anything with salt on it, it has the propensity to give us, you know, make our blood pressure rise. So if you, you know, if you're eating peanuts and peanuts got salt on them, and you're not taking no blood pressure medication, and the only thing you ate the day before was a salad and some fruit, who's the culprit? The peanuts. So that's what I've been doing. I've been eliminating that way. And so far, it's been working out pretty good. But as I said before, I want to bring a dish in, and a few dishes in, you know, so that we can partake in them. And, you know, if anyone else, you know, would like to bring in, you know, something that they may be using at home, you know, cooking at home that's healthy, you know, I would ask that you all would do it also. Like I said, I know I can't fix a table the way the sisters, you know, fix it when they come in, because you have two or three families that actually have the nosh, and, you know, we eat plentiful. But I will bring in, you know, enough that, you know, we all can get, you know, a taste of it just to see how it tastes. And really, you know, the food, it's no different than the food that we eat now. It takes me a little more time to fix some of them than it does me eating the regular way, you know, because I'm not frying anything. I haven't eaten fried food yet, I don't think, no. But it's you know, healthy choices, you know, and I'm going to do that. And, okay, with that, I guess we'll close here. And thank you, Yahweh, for giving me the opportunity to come and spread this information, give this information to you all, and thank him for guiding me to where he guided me to, you know, to get it. You know, it's on the internet, family. It's out there, family. You know, this is food for thought. And glean from it what you can use and what you can't use. Don't just throw it away. You know, place it somewhere in the back of your mind so that you may come into a situation where you may need it. Because our government is not looking out for the benefit of our health. You know, they're doing away with anything that has Obama on it. You know, Obamacare is gone. You know, it's sad. It's really sad. He and his wife, they tried to do the things they could do, healthy meals in school for kids. You know, those things I think were beneficial, especially for those kids that otherwise would not have a quote-unquote healthy meal. You know, and they're doing away with all of that. But everybody that's in, you know, within the tenor of what I've just given, you know, we have choices. You know, we can make a choice on how we want to continue our lives spiritually and the way we eat, you know. And we can choose one over the other. But as I say, this is food for thought, Zakin Ward. And we're going to close with a prayer. Shabbat, will you lead us in prayer, please, sir? And we're going to close.
Thank you. First of all, I would give us a blessing. Since we know it, since we're not knowing it, thank you for allowing us to wait today. Well, thank you for allowing us to come today to gather in the class. Thank you for putting on. Thank you for saving Bro Ward this morning so he can come and deliver the message. given him the information that we can take and absorb, and then now we can learn to use it in practice with our, not only with us, but with our loved ones. I would thank you for the natural foods and ingredients that you gave us for mankind to treat us. So now that we can eliminate all the artificial things that mankind have brought into existence that not are helpful, but they're harmful to the body, the human body. Father God, let us realize that no matter what we do, without prayer, none of it works anyway.
Amen.
So let's keep that in consideration. And the things that we do, we live in this world, Father God, like Brother Paul, transform, not be conformed. So now as we transform with the things that may have a little bit of toxins and whatever, but by us, I know for faith, by us doing what you tell us to eat, to take care of our bodies, those little toxins, they won't even harm us. If we stand on your word, for that, you know everything. Father God, bless those who are on their way to come into Shabbat. Bless those who have Shabbat service all over the world. Bless those who are listening in today that they can benefit from what they heard today. Father God, give most important, give the people the courage to try those things that you gave us, that you gave Adam, and get away from what mankind has done. Let's switch the confidence level into you, Father, the Creator, who gives us John 10:10, life more abundantly, not to steal, to kill, or destroy us, that we've been accustomed to. Father, we ask you these things. We thank you in the name of your Son. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
El Shaddai, El Elyon, Adonai, age to age, you're still saved by the power of the name. You turn the Could not understand your most.